Starting with Masechet Beitzah Daf Tetvav, starting at the bottom of Yud Dal Amud Bet. So I think I left on the middle of the sugi yesterday. So we saw over here that the Gemara says, "Asim Mishu Bedei, Amar Yosi Ben Shaul, Amar Mishu Kalkin Shivshel." Afilu Esem Matzot Joel Gavzo Uklan Tachli Asul Yishon Lehem. So we couldn't use the clothes if it's got shatness to lie on top of. Right, so you must edit a bevilon. That's what we're up to yesterday. So you roll it for a curtain. How can you do that? How can you do for a curtain? Rabbi Chananel says over here, the curtain we speak about is like a parochet. Right, is that Bahama Ulu Bibne Ma Amar Vilon Tame? Rashi says over here, the Kabel Tuma, the curtain of Kabel Tuma, the Loasu Kele Mechitzot Abaych Enem Kabel Tuma. Right, the Loasahu Kechadim Mechitzot. You can't use it for one of your houses. In other words, it's used as a kli. Why? Because shamash mitchamem kenegdo. Sometimes the shamash, this worm warmed himself up on it. So we see that you can't use a curtain because you can even get a bit of sometimes use the curtain as warming up, and you got issue with shatnez. Was elabek kashin? What are we talking about over here? Talking about using it for clothes that are very hard. Rashi's begarim kashim she'em mechamemin mutal shevalim. They're very hard clothes. You aren't going to get any hana from it whatsoever. So in a case like that, you'd be allowed to sit on them. It wouldn't be a problem. There'd no issue shatness. V'chihad amra v'hunu b'raid Rav Yeshua. Hai namte gamde denarish. So it says, this namte beged shekorin falterer. Rashi. Now we know that falterer is levit, right? He's felt. This felt beged, says Rashi, which is like quite hard and uncomfortable. Gamda. He says, it's kashe. Kamo gimud misani, some sort of material, I don't know what that is, but it's hard to nourish from the place, nourish, right? Rashi says, Yadavar shehu kavutz nasekash, it's become very hard. So there, Shari, it's mutat, use a beggar like that. Why? Because this doesn't give you any hana. Rashi says, Shari, the shiva shen mechamev, doesn't warm you up. When that gives a couple of other things with regards to Shat, is Amra Papa, Ardalin enemy mishum kilaim. What's Ardalin? Rashi says, Ardalin, or 80 betruvus agoni, but not sure himself what he says, Rashi. But he saw in the Gaonim, the truth of the Shirigirin, Lelavshan Tachat Minalehen. So I would, maybe it's like a sock. I don't know. It's inside your shoe. Okay. And the Masorah Shas changes this. He says, Vitulin, with a tet. Alehem or shel taishim mubadim tachat kar kakitan, v'keneged akev sheregel, yashosin oto shel temer, v'korin oto ardelin. So some sort of shoe insert or... what do you call it? That part is inside the soul. It's not the soul. What's it called? The thing? Yeah, the soul, like internal soul, something like that. Amar Rav Hani tzare de pshiti. The tzare de pshiti ain't by him ishum kilaim. What's tzare de pshiti? Rashi says, yeah, beggar kilaim she tzorin bo maud, like some sort of like a patch, I suppose, of money. So they can put it inside. The shamaot makshin oto v'enu milchamem. Basically, because of the money inside, it's not going to give you any comforting whatsoever. It says, Dibzarni Yeshbi Mishum Kilam. This is what Dibzarni says, Shetzor Bem Zraim. Feel like a pocket that keeps seeds inside it of some kind. So that would be Kilam, I suppose, because there the silver, the coins aren't going to make it cold and would warm you up. Rashi Amar Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Em Mishum Kilam. Rashi says it makes no difference. Both the Dibzarni and the Shor of Kesef, not only got Kilayim, while if Yishay and Derechim, because you don't really use it to warm yourself up with. It's not a beg, it's not doing anything for you. It's interesting from this point of view, Rabashi Abiyah, he seems he isn't too concerned about things that you use that have got kilayim if you aren't actually getting personal hana'ah. I have to tell the story now. We all know the story I think I mentioned before, the story of the, I think it was the Rogachov, when he came on a train to meet his future father-in-law, and he arrived in, like I saw, he was falling asleep. He said, why are you so tired? He said, because he was scared of shatness in the train seating. So he stood the whole way, like for a 2-day journey, something like that. So he was very makpid about that. Okay. So the Gemishna says, well, if I lost sandal musuma, we can't use a sandal that's got nails inside of it, underneath it, right? Nails. So the Gemishna says, sandal musuma, why not? We saw this yesterday in the Rashi. She was a story here in Masechet Shabbos, when they hid in the caves and the goyim came in, it was like a, where they ran for their lives and there was a stampede. And more people were killed in the caves because of the sandals than they were from the enemy. Amar Rabbi Sandal Musumar Asurin Lo. He says you can't wear it. Umutal Tal, you can't carry it. It's not muktzah. I look at Rashi over here. He says Umutal the kli, it's a kli, right? Asurin Lo Bishumar says yeah, you can't wear it because of exaira. Because Masechet Shabbos says we pray for me Yishai Yotzan Daf Samach. The fact that we said you can't send it because of the Gzaira means that we already know you couldn't send it, and it's not inherently Mukta. Disag ladach asur letalt lo. Asur letalt lo asur. Mishlachim by exactly. If it was asur to touch it, whatever happened, you could give it as a gift. So that's pashut that actually it wasn't muktzah and you could carry it, but you just can't give it as a gift because of that reason. Okay, then the Mishnah went on and said lo min asur letafur. We said not even a shoe. You can't give a shoe as a gift that isn't completely sewn together. We said it's got no purpose for it. What's the pshita? What's a chirush? What's the lolot shicha? Is a chirush? Why? Da'afagav the nakid besicha. Even though it's held together by a couple of like a few little points, Rashi says over here, besicha yetedot tanot shel eitz, like some wooden pegs. It's from a different state. Talk about imtza v'shtei b'roshov v'shtei. Or might have like a little like tacks, you know, being tacked, like in a few different places. You might think it's okay. No, even so, not because the chance it's going to break, and therefore you got no use for it. Rabbi Omer, aflo min alavan. Man, we saw yesterday about lavan. He said you have to make it black. So we said, "Tani Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shachor v'osev lavan." So Rabbi Yehuda allows you to wear shoes, black ones and not white ones. Why? Because it seems over here that it would depend on how the shoe was made. If the leather was turned around and you need to tan it or to finish off the outside of the leather, if the hair was in the inside, or the hair was on the outside. This is the difference of here. Rabbi Yossi Omer shachor, you can't give shachor, you're a polish of no pligi. Which says no machlok between them. They both say the same thing. In where Mar lived, so the flesh of the leather side was inside. And it was the hair was on the outside, there wasn't a problem with polishing. And Batra de Mar, Bashad El, the flesh was on the outside, they'd have to polish it and treat it so the shoe wasn't finished off until you'd done that whole process. Like Isaiah Klal, the Mishnah said, "Kol shen otin v'yom tov." Anything that you would get, that you would mit kashet, Rashi said. Remember that you would, Rashi said, "Kol shen v'yom tov." There's no Rashi. So I'm a little bit quick here, but I don't want to make guys late for davening. All right. Rav Sheshet, Shari Leul Rabbanan, Lishdurei Tfilin v'yom tov. Listen to this. Rav Sheshet said, you can send Tfilin to someone yom tov. Now, the Mark Klav lifting his eyes. What do you mean, Tvilin? Tvilin Amukta, right? So, Amale Abaye, Vanant Nan, Kol Shinotim, Baba Yom Tov, Meshachinoto. Sheshishon Rabbanan, he stressed, he says to him, Vanant Nan, Kol Shinotim, Baba Yom Tov. He's Abaye, sort of, we never actually saw that, right? Where the Klav was, Kol Shinotim, Baba Yom Tov. So Abaye says, but did it, what do you mean Tfilin? We said you can only send things which you decorate yourself on Yom Tov. Meshal chinoto. Look at Rashi. The high b'yom tov, the animanitin. Lavan otin to the kamekai. Okay, no, that's Rashi. He says, but what are you talking about? You don't use Tfilin on Yom Tov? He says, the hachi kamar. Kol shen otin bo b'chol, meshal chinoto b'yom tov. Anything that you'd normally use to decorate yourself with, to get dressed up with, whatever, is it good for Yom Tov? And Tfilin, we use you in the week. So if you know it's been for Yom Tov. So Amar Abaye, Tfilin, hoyl. So now we're onto Tfilin. So now I will tell you, I'm not actually sure I don't understand the end of this stuff, the end of this parak, I apologize. I'm not sure I don't understand it, maybe somebody could help me. But Abaye says as follows, Tfilin, hoyl v'atul yadan. Since we spoke about Tfilin Aviyah, that Tfilin, Rav Sheshet mentioned, sending Tfilin on a gift for Yom Tov, says, Nami Bayu Milta, you know what, let's give a vort about Tfilin, nothing to do with our Masechta, nothing whatsoever, just let's say something at din on Tfilin. Okay, you can see it's already well founded. The way people give a drosha, you know, the guy gives a drosha. I mentioned that. Let's talk about that. That we came to discuss Hilchot Shabbos, and suddenly we find ourselves discussing Hilchot Lulav and Etrog and who knows what? Because and that whole Gemara is built like that, right? That we sidetrack one to the others. Anyhow, once you mention the subject, let's mention something about the subject. It says like this. Hayaba baderech, Rashi points out, you're coming baderech, yeah, and it's Erev Shabbos. And you're on the way, tefillin b'roshon, you got tefillin on your head, v'shakal avchama, and suddenly it becomes dark. You got a little bit delayed, and Shabbos is in. So now, what do you do? We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. So meniach yado alehem ad shemagil leveito. You cover your hand over the tefillin until you get home. Now, there are a couple of reasons given. I saw the Shtalandos brought there the Meiri and the Rashba, I think it was. They said, what was the problem? So the reason is, you cover, look at Rashi. Meniach alehem shelo yirum, people won't see it. Right? Why? Because people shouldn't think that you're wearing tefillin on Shabbos, that you're allowing tefillin to be worn on Shabbos. You think tefillin should be worn at night or on Shabbos. Rechachamim itiru lo lachnisam ne'ir derech malbush, they allowed you to bring it in wearing it. Here, avarak lachadiyah, because it's like a bit of a shinui in carrying, umishum bizayon. Not to degrade the tefillin. But really, what Rashi's saying is, shelo yirum, they shouldn't see you. So the Miri asks Akasha. He says like this, he says, I don't understand. We learned a couple of daf ago, that called davashi asur betzina, right? Because of made ayin. There's Asher Betzibur B'mayit Ayin. Asher Betzibur B'mayit Ayin. If the whole reason you can't carry your tefillin because people shouldn't see it because it's Mayit Ayin and think that you're wearing tefillin on Shabbos. So now by covering it, it's basically Betzina. If it was Asher in public, it's Asher Betzina. How's it going to help you covering your hand? So he wants to say, no, it's not really that they shouldn't see it, but that you should either remember as soon as you get home to take it off. That's what you put your hand on it, so you can remember to take it off when you get home. Or not that Shabbos, that people shouldn't think that you're actually pasking halacha, not that you're trying to hide it. It gives all the different reasons. So it's a kasha. Or Hayah Yashir Ben HaMidrash, same thing. He's sitting there at Midrash now. B'sadeh HaYirash, he says, the Batemish were in the fields. Ve'elu Mishtabri, they weren't guarded. Right? And again, Tidim Roshov V'kesh Levayom. And now he's sitting there at Shabbos, busy learning, and he forgets that Shabbos comes in and out Shabbos. So again, he puts him on the hand of his head until he gets home. Okay. So now Gemara Zakashia, Mati Ravuda, Bered Rav Ika, Mati Ravuna, sorry, Bered Rav Ika, Haya Baba Derech, he had them on his head, the Gresh Levayom, and Xad Mikam Shabbos, Meniach Adorehen, Shibagirabet, Samuch Lechoma. He never took him to his house. The original Limud there of Abai said, Ad Shemagir Lebeto. Here he says, Ad Shemagir Lebait, Samuch Lechoma, to the closest house to the wall. Rashi says, and then you should leave them at the first house and not carry them all the way to his house. Right? Hayah Yoshev Bera Midrash. We sit in the Bera Midrash. Same idea. Because Yom, and Yachar Yolema, Shemei Gerim Bera Samuch, Bera Midrash. Same idea. Until he gets the closest house to Bera Midrash. In other words, he's got to leave the Bera Midrash on his way home, but he doesn't go all the way to his house. The first house he gets to, he puts the bed. So I don't understand this answer so much. The word says, Lo Makashia. Had the Mintra, had Lo Mintra. We talk in one case, is not a Kashia. Why? Had a Mintra. That's simple. He says there, if that house is a safe house, you can stick them there. Right? And if it's not a safe house, then take it to your house. That's the simple pshat. That doesn't answer the question. Either or mintra, if the house we're speaking about is not a safe house, so then why did we have to learn my iria barosho? Why dafka? The guy had it on his head and he was walking, or had it on his head and sitting in the bed midrash. Even if he never had it in his head, because we've got another price, if you found him lying on the floor, it should make no difference. Not time. He quotes a Mishnah over here. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah that comes from Masechet Shabbos. Motzet tefillin machnisan zog zog. If you find them lying on the floor, so you bring them in zog zog. What do you mean zog zog? Pair pair. If it's a lot of pairs, then it says there are many pairs. Rashi b'Shabbat b'Sadeh, on Shabbos in the field, machnisan, you take me to the town, zog zog, no ten brosho echad, v'echad b'zho, you put them, you lay tefillin, k'derech hanacham b'chol, u'machnisan, v'chozeh v'olech, rovesh, zog hacham machnisan. There's however many there are, you go in, out, in, out, in, out, you have a couple of trips, and you wear them. So we see you can put tefillin on Shabbos to carry them. So what's the chidush if it was on your head or not on your head? The question, I understand the question, I understand the answer. The Gemara says, lo kashe, had a mintra machmat ganvei u'machmat kalvei. It depends whether the place that you're there is safe, that not only won't dogs get to it, but even Ganavim won't get to it. I suppose then you got to stick it in the house. It's just a question that that dogs and Ganavim won't get to it. Okay, maybe. And how the Mintra Mahmat Klavim, lo Mintra Mahmat Ganve. And the other place is, and another case will be if you okay, maybe it's starting to come clear to me. And the other situation is if you put it in the house nearer to the city where you know dogs won't get to it, so it's no bizayon. However, Ganavi might get to it. Now listen to this area of Yom Kippur. Ganavi might get to it, right? So Mahuda, what would you have thought? Since Rov Listi Mishael, Ninuhu, most of the goyim around here are Jews anyhow. Velom is Zalzulei Behu, and they're not going to want to do anything to God forbid to the tefillin. The tefillin are safe in the goyim, in the hands, even though they're Ganavim. They're still God fearing Ganavim. What?
Keep saying the goyim, or do you mean the
Ganavim? No, the Jews. Sorry, Rov Listi Mishael, most of the Listi sorry. I can't even say what I wanted. The Gemara is saying. You understand? It's so hard for me. My mind won't let me say Rov Goyim, Rov Listim Yisraeli, man. Right? So he says, "Still, Rov Listim Yisrael, Ninu, Velo Mezalzel Behu. Maybe we can leave them in the house. Kamashla, no, take them home." Okay, I understood it. I don't like Beitz. Let's end the first parak. Finish the first parak. Let's move on to the new parak here. New parak here is called Yom Tov. Yom Tov Shechaliot Be'erev Shabbos. That's the Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah is discussing really. We're going to see this for the first daf, but we're going to discuss Eruv Tafshilin, the notion of Eruv Tafshilin, that if Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos, We know that if you make an Erev Tavshilin and you cook a food, or we say two foods, we'll see in a moment during the, in the Masechta as well, in Machloket, right? Then you can make that, you had to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Yeah. So, yeah, quickly there, we're really late, late, late.
No, I mean, I turned afterwards.
Okay. I'm saying, but so now the story is as follows. If it's Asur Mina Doraita to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so it's Pashut, that Erev Tavshilin won't help us, right? You can't come and create something which allows you to be over in a Doraita. So therefore, it's clear that the whole concept of cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos is a Durabanan. So why is it a Durabanan? So we're going to see in the Gemara, it's going to be a Machloket over here, I think it was between Rabbi and Rav Chisda. There's a long introduction there in most of the Gemaras. We'll see it. One says that it's really, it's Isur Doraita from Yom Tov to Chol. And therefore, the whole idea of the Eruv Tavshirin is, from Yom Tov to Shabbos is Mutar Midoraita. But from Yom Tov to Chol is Asur Midoraita. And therefore, we don't make an Eruv, we don't allow cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos without an Eruv Tavshirin, because you might think that cooking from Yom Tov, after the Yom Tov is Mutar, you end up cooking from Yom Tov to Chol. Okay, that seems to be the way that we paskin. There is an opinion that from, I'm not sure which one it was, of Rav Chisda or Rabbah, that even cooking from Isur Doraita, that if you cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, right, is the same as cooking from as Isur Torah, but there is some leeway that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov because you're going to cook in case people come and you're going to have lots of visitors. So therefore, the nafkamina would be, what if you're cooking right at the end of the day? It's too late, visitors aren't coming. Then could you cook or couldn't you cook? I'll get into the Gemara, we'll see it. We'll see inside the Gemara. Okay, but already, so we discussed the Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara is like this. Yom, Mishnah says, Yom Tov Shechar Erev Shabbos, the Mishnah says Erev Shabbos, lo yivashar b'tchila b'yom Tov l'Shabbos. L'chatchila, from the outer, you should not cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Rashi says, lo yivashar b'tchila, in the beginning. Says, yeah, liot tchilat bishulo v'ikaro l'shayim Shabbos. You shouldn't sit there on Shabbos to cook for on Yom Tov to cook for Shabbos. That shouldn't be your main purpose. El l'shayim Yom Tov v'yeh b'tchilat bishulo. Your cooking should be for Yom Tov. Right? V'ha meshuyar, and what's left over, used for Shabbos. K'nitani v'azil, we'll see that on. Ava mevashel hu l'yom Tov, right? U'belo haramak, you don't even cook as much as you want. Ava mevashel hu l'yom Tov, v'im otar, hutir l'shabbat, cook for Yom Tov, and what's left over you can use for Shabbos. Now the Mishnah says, v'oseh tavshil, me'erev Yom Tov, make a tavshil, this is what we call Eruv Tavshilin, Rashi says, shame Eruv, make this tavshil, on Erev Yom Tov, v'somech alav l'shabbos, and you can use that then for Shabbos. So now the question of here is, how many foods we know that today you make it like you have a bit of bread, a challah, and an egg or something, right? Everyone use two cooked pieces, right? We'll see, come on. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, beit shama beit omrim, shnei tavshilin. Beit Shammah said you have to have two. Notice that we seem to like be machmirach Beit Shammah. Uba Hillel Omrim, Tavshilech, Hillel says one Tavshil is good enough, just an egg. However, Veshavin Bedagu Beit Shalav, Shain Shle Tavshilin. Both Hillel and Beit Shammah agree that if you got like an egg on a fish, I don't know if it's like a batter, if you just dipped it in the egg, or if you fried an egg on top of the fish, it's not our sugi, we'll discuss when we get to the daf, then that would be considered two tafshilin. Why Behila Beit Shammai? Yeah, what do we care about? Beit Shammai thinks, Halacha Beit Shammai, why are we saying Shavin that they're both still? We'll see that in a couple of dapim time. We'll get there. So now, Achlu or She'avad, if you ate this tafshil, or it got lost, right? Look at Rashi. Achlu She'avad, Kodem Shebishel Kol Tzorche Shabbos. Before you'd actually done the cooking for Shabbos. So when you made the tafshil and fried up a mistake, you used that challah as your challah for Shabbos. And now you come a Yom Tov, and now Yom Tov morning, you arrive and you want to cook, you got the Erev Tavshilin, right? Lo yevashel alav b'tchila, you can't use it any longer. I say you can't cook for Yom Tov, but you can cook on Yom Tov. V'im she'er b'menu kol shehu, somech alav b'shabbos. And if something gets left over, right? If there's a bit of food left over, so, right? Then you can use it, you can use that. If a little bit of food that's left over, you can rely on that, and you can, I suppose, carry on making yourself. We'll get into more of these details in the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara is going to be, so where do we know this from? It's clear that it's a drabanan. Rashi says, "Love daf can be cry yet." If you aren't asking, clear we know it from a pasuk. The Erev Tavshilin drabanan says Rashi, the very last one has it up. This is the question. Ahecha asmechur rabanan. So we know normally minali means where's the pasuk? Where do we learn this in the Torah? So it's clear we never learned it in the Torah. But nonetheless, Rabbanan must have had some sort of pasuk to rely on that inspired this, some sort of asmachta for it. So where would that be? Remember Shabbos, What does it mean, the kacho? Zechruhu mi'achar sheba lashkicho. Remember it before you come to forget it. So good, Rashi. Kishba yom tov Shabbos, yotzei Shabbos, karov Shabbat, ishtakech. So busy with yontif. Shemar b'besud yom yom. So busy, you're going to forget Shabbos. And when you have Shabbos, you won't give Shabbos the right kavod. Vizhircha akatuv. Therefore, the pasuk is telling you to zachro, to remember to shemarev erev tavshirin. We make it erev tavshirin. Nimtze shezochro. That's the zecher. She'einu ose ele machmat Shabbat. Now, I got an erev tavshirin. I'm not forgetting Shabbos. Shabbos is makom b'chvodo munach. It's there, and we're looking up the Shabbos. As I said, I understand. My timer. What's the story about? Right. Look at Rashi. My timer tiknu eruv. Right? Why they make eruv? Krav alei lave eruv to be shlai. The pasuk clearly not talking about eruv. Let's be honest. Netzachod yom hashabbat lekadsho is not a pasuk for eruv tafshilin. Right? V'lav eruv mishlameha mi'enei. You can't learn eruv from there. V'asmachte ba'am. It's just not asmachte. V'chiyat tekra. What's the real purpose of the pasuk? Is Rashi? Lekiddush hayom ata. We know you're going to make kiddush. Zachod yom hashabbat lekadsho. Zachod beknisa b'yetzia. You make kiddush make avdola. That's what that pasuk is all about. Not about eruv tafshilin. K'netanim v'zachim. Zichru al hayayin. V'eru mid rabbanan umar ol etaken. What is this erev tafshilin all about? So we got two reasons. Aviyama Rava. Rava says why? Kadeshi yivror mani afele Shabbos, to make you choose a nice money for Shabbos and a mani afele Yom Tov. That's what it's about, to get you into the mind. Rashi says mitoch shemarev. Since you're making this erev zochel Shabbos and machlet takli et akol Yom Tov, you're not going to forget. You're going to use it all for Yom Tov. Bring mani afele, and you're going to take a nice portion out of it Shabbos as well. Get your mind focused on Shabbos as well. So it's lichvot Shabbos. Vashi amar kadeshi yomru ain ofim Yom Tov Shabbos. Rav Ashi said, no, it's just to remind you that you can't bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos without an Eruv Tafshili. So it's actually for the inner of Yom Tov. So Rav says it's lichvot Shabbos to not to forget Shabbos. Rav says, no, it's all about Yom Tov. Don't think that you can bake from Yom Tov to Chol. If you can bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos without an Eruv Tafshili, you'll think, ah, I can bake on Christmas, I can bake on Yom Tov. So mitoch shehutra lebech, we don't have hutra gam to bake off the Yom Tov. No. You can't do it. So they're each looking different altogether. Which brings our Mishnah Tanan. Ose tavshil tumat erev tavshin yamir yom tov v'tzvachar v'shabbos. So now, bishtom and Rav Ashi. Remember Ashi with the Amar Kadesh Yomru and of him yom tov v'shabbos. Hanim erev yom tov. Hanim erev yom tov in. Hainu demi erev yom tov in. Sorry, b'yom tov lo. So he says, when do you make the erev tavshin in erev yom tov? So that works well with Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says all about yom tov. So we make it erev yom tov. Right? So we don't make it on Yom Tov. So it's Erev Yom Tov. Not on Yom Tov. If we made it on Yom Tov, it wouldn't help us. We did Erev Yom Tov to remind us about Yom Tov. It's all Yichvod Yom Tov. And L'Rava. Rava, who's only about Shabbos. So by Erev Yom Tov, Hadubi Yom Tov Nami. According to Rava, if it's all about reminding us about Shabbos tomorrow, we could make the Erev Tafshirin in the morning on Yom Tov itself. And before we start baking or cooking for the day, we do Erev Tafshirin. And it reminds us to make, set aside a nice amount of food or the nice thing, Yichvod Shabbos. It's a good question. Question clear, right? Marco? Yeah, okay, right. So Gemara says, you know what, you're right. You're 100% right. You could even make it on Yom Tov itself. Elegzera Shema Yivsha. Chachamim made Elegzera. You know what? Don't take a chance. Right? Don't take a chance. Look at Rashi. Shema Yivsha. Yishkach, you'll forget. V'lo yareh, v'yishum detar. Because you're busy on Yom Tov, you won't make it, you'll leave it alone and forget. So therefore, you know what? As a for good measure, make it erev Yom Tov. The Tanamait Lemiacha. The Gemara says, so that was the Amoraim. Okay, that was Rav Ashi, that was Rav. Those were Amoraim. So the Gemara says, however, there's Tanaim, they already had erev Tafshir in the Mishnah time, right? So the Amoraim, that's where they think the Asmachta comes from, what it's all about. That's their machloket. But the Tanaim, the Tanamait Lemiacha, in the Brighter, they learned another Makor for it. They said, Asher Tafu Afu, what you're going to bake, then Asher Tavashlu Bishlu. Right, what does this mean? Again, it's only an asmachta, right? So the Gemara says over here, "V'tana matibacha ken derech shita tatamu." Rashi tells us now, talking as a teacher, Rashi says, this is the style of the Gemara. Keshe matchilin ha-amoraim lehotzi tamen min ha-mikra. When the Amoraim start bringing psukim from the Chumash to give us all reasons, ve'yesh tane shel braita limed oto makom acher, and there's a braita that learned it somewhere else, nakarachi. The Gemara will bring them both. So the Amoraim, it's amazing. Chachamim v'taken, reading the time of the Mishnah, in time of the Tanaim and Erev Tafshili. And there's a bright that tells us what it's based on. The Amoraim had their own ideas. It's actually mind-boggling. The Amorim had their own ideas where it came from. Okay, so the Brayer says, where's it from? Asher tavu afu v'tasher tev ashlu v'shlu. Look at Rashi. Havel ele michtav hayom afu b'shlu. It shouldn't say, etasher tavu afu, but hayom mashe afu afu. V'tasher tev ashlu tev ashlu. And the remez hu, sheyesh lecha yom shishi, she'ein ofin etzorech machar. It's the remez of etasher ta'afu afu. I don't know, like talking in the past tense sort of thing. I'm not sure how to say in the pasuk. Mikalam Rabbi Lazar, ein ofin l'alafui. So therefore, here, but Rabbi Lazar said, you can't bake unless it's already baked. What do you mean, alafui? V'chamishi b'shabbos. V'em v'vashli el alam v'vushal. Mikan tzimuch ha'amim, l'arib v'tavshim in ha'torah. Okay, I'm not sure I understand. Tell me Rabbi Lazar, shahayav yoshev v'doreish, kol yom kulo b'yilchot yom tov. So Rabbi Lazar was sitting there and giving a shir, giving a drosha, kol yom on hilchot yom tov. And Rashi says over here, it was on yom tov. B'yom tov. We actually saw this Gemara, I think, in Masechet Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken. Where was it? We learned before recently. Shabbos Aviyah, maybe Psachim. Okay, we'll see. Yatzta Bat Rishona. It's a Yatzta Kat Rishona. So the first group of guys, you know, long shir, got up to leave. A bunch of guys walked out. So what did he say? He says, Amar Halalu Bale Patasin. So he says that these guys that worked out are Baal Patasin. What are Patasin or Pitasin? Like big barrels. Right, so he says over here, look at Rashi. Rashi, there's a Mesura Shasa over here that says, what's anomalin? We've seen this before as well, this answer. He says, So it's wine, peppers, and honey. Something like a sweet drink. Anyway, right, so it's basically, they, I don't know, they got up early. I don't know what the idea was. I'm not sure I understand Rabbi Chanan.
Yeah, lots of wine and they weren't drinking.
Right, but basically what Rabbi Lezer is being a bit cynical. He said, why are these guys getting up early to go? Because they've got a lot of wine to drink. Right, so they've got to get up early and go drink their wine, a lot of wine to drink, I suppose. That's what he's saying. Sorry. Kachnia, when the second group left, Amar Halalu Bale Chaviot, they just got little barrels, I suppose. Kachli Shita Amar Halalu Bale Kadi, these guys just got jugs. It was just being, he was mocking them. Those guys got big lots to drink. Those guys got less to drink. Those guys, that's why they're going a little bit later. Kachnia Amar Halalu Bale Legini, they just got cups. Or big, like a beer barrel, I don't know, like big glasses. These just got cups to drink. The sixth group of guys are getting up to leave. Now he's getting fuming here, Rabbi Lezer. They're all walking out of his shir, right? Amar halalu bale ma'are. Look at that. These ones, he says, are basically a bowl of like a curse of some kind. Look at Rabbi Nuch, the Mesura Shasav, he says, Aruch says, I don't know, bale ma'are, ein lahem klum. Lo kimu simchat yom tov velo mitzvah bet ha-midrash shekvar yatsu. So these guys have got nothing. Right? The last group of guys got nothing. So look what's said. Now, in the meantime, there are people sitting in the shir. Now, talin ha betalmidim. The ones are sitting in the shir. Hitchilu pneihem mishtanin. Right? So now, they, hitchilu pneihem mishtanin. Their faces started to change colors. They think that he's cross with them. Look at Rashi Aviyak. Sovrin she koes al kat shishit. Mibnei shamu latzeit. Vekosh galen. Imagine those guys. He thinks he's crossed with the sixth group because they took so long to get out. So imagine us who haven't got out yet. In other words, they thought it was the other way around. They was getting crossed and crossed and crossed every time a group left. That why it takes long to leave. Why maybe he, they thought he wanted to leave maybe and until they left he could leave. I don't know. So amar lehem banai. Said, lo lachem ani omer. El lahalu shiatsu. I'm not talking about you. God forbid. You guys that stay here are very good. They're leaving Chaya Olam. What's Chaya Olam? The Torah. And they've got to deal with a bit of wine and drink and food. Chaya Shah, Rashi Suda. Right? So now, when they finally finished the shir, Amar Lehem, he said to them, Nechu ichlu mashmanim. He says, go eat from all the fat, v'shatu mamtikim from the sweet stuff, v'shachu manot, le'ein nachon lo. We're going to discuss in a second. What does it mean, le'ein nachon lo? And send gifts. Ki kadosh hayom la'adoneinu, So how do you dive al tatzvu ki chedvat Hashem hi meuzchem? We'll see in the well. Girls discuss it as well. What does it mean chedvat Hashem? Right, the chedvat Hashem, the simcha of Hashem is meuzchem, your fortress. So now the Gemara discusses these things. Amar, shemein chilchan v'skim chayesh. Ah, what is that? What does it mean that we're leaving chayei olam and dealing with chayei sha'ah? Va'a simchat yom tov mitzvah? But can you eat and drink on yom tov mitzvah? What was the problem? Why is it a problem getting up and eat? That's not leaving chayei olam. So the Gemara says, no, but this is a time, eh? The Amar, simchat yom tov shav. This says, there's no real Indian to eat and drink on yom tov. If you want, you can. But you don't have to. Right, the Tanya. And this is where we learned the Masechet Pesachim, Savia, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino la'adab yom tov, Eino o'ochel v'shoteh. Or you share the shone. You two things. One, make up your mind. You either want to eat and drink, or you want to learn Torah. There's no Indian. You don't have to have Suda's Yom Tov. You can be Yotze Yom Tov. Maybe the better way to be Yotze Yom Tov is sitting and learning the whole day. That was Rabbi Eliezer. However, the girl brings Amar Arad. That was Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua, man, this is halacha. Chilkehu chetzio l'Hashem v'chetzio l'Hashem. No, no, no. Rabbi Yeshua says, wait a second. Make it evenly spread. Learn a bit. Eat a bit. Do a nice mix. It's all fine. So Rabbi Yochanan, v'shnei mikrei chadash. Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what? Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua are learning the same pasuk. They both come from the same pasuk. Ketuv echad omer, atzeret Hashem lokecha. So the one pasuk of Avia says, v'yom hashmini, atzeret, shesh yamim tuchol matzot, v'yom hashvi, atzeret Hashem lokecha. Yontem on second, last day, Pesach, is atzeret Lashem. And there was another pasuk that says, "V'katuv v'chad omer, uviyom hashmini, on the shmini atzeret tiyeh lachem." So we got atzeret lachem and atzeret lachem. Ha'kakavim atzeret lachem and atzeret lachem. Make up your mind. What's atzeret lachem? Atzeret lachem? Either you or him. So Rabbi Eliezer savar, o kul lachem o kul lachem. He goes one or the other. Choose. Rabbi Shua savar no. Chilkuhu chetol lachem and chetol lachem. So Rabbi Yochanan explains us how they got there. It's a mamash a machloket that is in the psukim. Rabbi Eliezer says it's a choice. You choose. You want to choose to eat, it's also okay, but remember, you're abandoning Chayei Olam for Chayei, what do you say? Chayei Olam for Chayei Sha. Because the Gemara now asked these couple of words that in this passage which we saw. My Le'ein Nachon Lo. What does it mean, give gifts to Le'ein Nachon Lo? What does it mean, Ein Nachon Lo? Seems like it's not right for him. What does it mean? So Amar Rav Chisda, lemi shelo hiniach erev tavshilin. Take food to God to make erev tavshilin, because they can't bake, they can't cook. Take them some food. Ikel another Yeshomim says no, mi shelo ayal laniach erev tavshilin. Someone who didn't, aber mi shayal laniach who should have velo hiniach poshehu. That's for a guy who wasn't able to. But if he was able to, he didn't. So poshe, don't send him anything, right? And he doesn't need anything. Next verse where it says, by ki chedvat Hashem himuzchem. What does it mean, ki chedvat Hashem? Now here is actually, I'd like to look at Rabbi Chananel. Towards the end of the narrative, Rabbi Chananel says, "Yikvah Hashem hi muzchem." Amar Kosh Baruch Yisrael, "Livu alai v'simchu ayom." Be with me, accompany me, and enjoy this day. V'kitchuhu and make it holy. V'heminu bi. Listen to this. Trust in me. Va'ani poreya. I will pay my debt. Klomar kimu mitzvat chedvat Hashem. Shamar Kosh Baruch Hu v'samachta b'chagecha. Right. So look at when Hashem said, "V'samachta b'chagecha." In other words, don't worry. My understanding is, don't worry about spending money on Yom Tov food and Yom Tov. It's extra budgetary. That comes out of your budget, not part of your Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, whatever you give in your parnos. It doesn't include what you're going to spend on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Doesn't come from there. Look at Rashi. Look at the Baruch Hananel. Veheminu azmin lachem bracha b'maaseh yedechem kedei shetifreu ma shelakachtem b'halva'ah. Even if you're going to take loans, I will bring you bracha to pay back those loans. Right, that's what he says over here. Look at the Rashi. Chedvat Hashem. Simcha shatem osim shlakash baruch hu. Harei hi muschem. That's your say. That's your fortress. Hi tazor etchem leshalem hakafotechem. What you've borrowed. Umavotechem shetilvu b'shvila. If you need to borrow money to serve a kash baruch hu, have emunah, Hashem will pay you back that money. That money won't go. Don't worry about that money. Okay, so that is Chedvat Hashem. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Elezer Bar Shimon, Am Rabbi Kosh Baruch Yisrael, Banai, Levu Alai, borrow on me, V'kitshuk Lashem, V'heminu B'tzina Gemora, V'ani Poreya, Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Elezer Bar Shimon, Arotze Shit Kemu Nechasav. If you want your assets to be looked after, Yit'a Bahen Adar, Says if you want, you're talking about your field, right? Look what he says over here.
Daddy,
it's in first. Eder. Okay, right, Rashi says over here, what's a eder? So eder, you talk about eder. Ilan chashuv, it's an important tree. Yes, no shem lemerachok. People all recognize and identify it. They know what it is. Vomrim ploni yes to eder besadu, and they'll say, ah, he's got an eder in his field. Umitoch kach, and as a result of that, he nikreit al shmo, that the fields called yours because of the eder. Vimolech lemerachim, if you go out the seas, you travel away far. Ubacher vechizik, when someone else comes and takes over your fields, yes lo edim harbesh shatashelo. Everyone knows it was your field because of that area planted there. Ve'ilu machre, if you would have sold it, ya'kolo yotzei li'od nikret al-shmo shel-sheni. And therefore it's called Darren's fields with the edir. And if I'd sold that to somebody, we would know now it's called Michael's fields with the edir. And the fact that it's still called Darren's fields with the edir, another, never sold it to Michael, therefore, not this Michael, God forbid. Either somebody else can't write in there any Michaels on this year. No intention. The name, I don't know. I'm thinking, any name that comes to mind is on this year. I don't know, Philemon, right? That he must have stolen the field. That's why he says, build that. Okay, that's where it comes from. That's why he says, Shneemar Adir Bamarom Hashem. Right? He says, Adir Bamarom Hashem. It's a play on the words of Eric Rashev, yeah? Klomar She Eder Lashon Kiyum. V'chozek v'lachen nikra eder adir b'marom Hashem. Hashem is eder, therefore the truth is eder. It was either maybe idra kishmei lakin eremeik idra. Rashi says kishmei kishmo shemefarshim b'nei adam et shmo. They explain why it's called idra kishmei k'damre inchei ma idra the kaima ledari dari. Who's that idra that somebody in the house said to his God? Explains his house idra on the other. Tell him Yachir says sadesh yesh ba eder elu nixeret elu nixemet uperotea mishtamrin. He says as well, ends up by Yana Brighter quickly, if you've got this tree in your field, right, then it's got it will never get stolen. Then nechsemet, what's nechmeset, chamas, right? We know chamas is something else today. But chamas is when a person pays you, but he takes it by force, right? You don't want to sell your field. And he comes and he says, I don't care, I'm buying your field. What's the price? Yeah, the Shammai said it's worth 100,000 shekels. Here's 100,000 shekels, get off. He paid you. Never stole it. That's called Hamas. He says over here, it won't be stolen. And Nechmeset, Uperotea, Mishra, and the fruits will be protected. How will that be? Says Rashi. Protect Mishra, I mean, Loya Dana Mahi, Rashi says. I don't know what this is talking about. How does the Eder protect your fruits? Okay, having a tree in your field. Rashi says, Ever Yashma Farshim, She not inoto ala gvulin, that you planted on the svar, like on the border of the fields. For Yeshlo and Afimar, it's got lots of leaves. Vahul Sadele Gader, and it works like a fence. So therefore, people don't come to take your fruits. Velini Rashi says, I think shehu min esef chashuv. It's a very important, like a shrub or something. Vezaro mitarim apayrot, and its leaves get in. And seeds mix in with the fruits. Ubesade lavan. We're talking about like in produce, like in haste, in a wheat field, etc. Umishtameret hatvua mina knima vatolaim, and as a result of that, these seeds sort of like deter all insects and stuff. Shereach oto zera, the smell of it, mavrichan vohorgan, sets runs them away and kills them. Kama vechonim shemar hatvua bebasechet Shabbos. That's Rashi's vort. End of Aviya. Have a gemar chatim atova. Good fast. Speak with you and please God. We'll catch up again on Friday.